So when you're ready, close your eyes, get comfortable, and begin moving toward your ideal home, the one that you created in the imaginal realm. Remember what the landscape looks like. Remember the house, and feel yourself drawn to it like a magnet. Find yourself landing on the front porch and take a look at the front door. Recognize it as your door. This is your house. So you can enter it when you're ready. Feel how good it feels to be here. You might want to take your shoes off at the front entrance and feel the floor underneath your bare feet. Take a big breath and smell what it smells like to be here. However you get information in this realm, let it come in. You might get very clear visual pictures, or you might get fuzzier ones. You might get feelings or body sensations, visions, sounds. Accept whatever you get as just right for you. And now I'd like you to amp up your energy while you're here. Turn your energy up a little bit so that you're more awake, more alert, more aware of what you're experiencing. Feel the excitement you have to be here. You don't want to miss anything on this adventure into your inner landscape. So look around your house and notice something you haven't noticed before. And then begin to make your way to your master bedroom. When you get to your master bedroom, look around and feel how great it feels to be here. Everything is just perfect for you. And then remember where your belief closet doors are and walk up to them. And then enter your belief closet. Look around and see that everything is where you left it before. The incinerator is still there. The mirror is still there. Your clothing and outfits that represent all your beliefs are still there. And now walk up to the mirror and see what you're wearing right now. You don't have to create it, just look and see, and be surprised. There are two possibilities here. One is that you have on regular clothing that looks like the normal clothes you would wear. And if this is the case, simply take them off and set them to the side. The other possibility is that the clothing looks strange or unusual. It's not the sort of thing you would wear day to day. This is the subconscious mind's way of getting ahead of the game and representing one of the beliefs that you've already begun to explore. So if you're wearing something unusual, simply ask the outfit, "What belief are you?" And the outfit will answer your question in some way. And if you've gotten an answer to that question, what belief are you, use that belief in the next part of the process. It might be surprising to you. Whatever it is, just take it as a gift from your subconscious mind. And if you're one of the people who took off your outfit and set it to the side, close your eyes, your imaginal eyes, the ones you have there in the closet, and feel what it feels like to hold the belief that you circled, the one that you chose to work on about love. And say it to yourself and feel what it feels like as if it's 100% true, even though somewhere you know that it's not. Feel what it feels like to hold the belief that you have. And also feel the impact that this belief has had on your life all the way back through time since you took on this belief. It's as if you're reviewing your life backwards, seeing the movie reel of your love life running backwards. And notice how this particular belief manifested in your relationships at different ages. Whatever belief you're working with, how has it made you feel throughout your life? How did it limit you? What has it moved you toward? And what has it moved you away from? Really feel its impact on your relationships throughout your life. And for those of you who have not yet seen an outfit, open your imaginal eyes and look in the mirror. And there you'll see something like an outfit that's been painted to represent this belief. Now, an outfit can look like anything. It could be a cloak of invisibility, or it could be an outfit that keeps changing, or it could be something that makes you look very small or poor, or it might be something that looks extravagant. It might look like clothing, or it might look like something else. Whatever your subconscious mind creates, allow it to be represented in this way, and be willing to welcome whatever it is that showed up in whatever form it showed up in. And now, put your attention on this belief outfit. And notice how the outfit makes you feel in your body. And now comes the moment that you ask yourself this question. Is this a belief you want to keep, or is it one you want to let go of? You're always at choice in your belief closet. You always get to choose. If you've decided to let this belief go, take the outfit off. Now, you might be able to take it off as you do clothing by stripping it off your body, or you may have to find an opening in the back, kind of like a circus costume. If you need help, call in an angel or some other helper, an ancestor, to help get it off of you. Use whatever works to take it off and let it fall to the floor. And as you do that, notice that all the feelings associated with this belief and the consequences that resulted from this belief all come off with it, and they fall to the floor too. The discomfort or the limitations that this belief have caused you in the past fall to the floor as you take off the outfit and let it fall away. All of those karmic patterns from your past, they come off with the belief outfit. And look inside your body that you have there. Notice whether you have to pull some of it out of your body or from inside your head or your mind or your inner sense of self. And if it's stuck in you, pull it all out of you so that the belief is no longer in you in any way or on you or anywhere near you. Pull it out of your past and out of your future, out of your ears and your mouth and your eyes, and let it all fall to the floor in a heap in front of you. And then take a step away and take a breath. And feel what it feels like to not have it on you or in you anymore. It's just a belief that you picked up and you took it on somewhere along the way. It's like an old piece of clothing that you put on a long time ago and forgot to take off, and now it's no longer on you. You chose to remove it. How does it feel to be without it? It might feel freeing or open, or it might even feel a little weird or even scary. That's okay. If it was part of your deep self, your deep structure, it might have been something you used to deal with the world and with other people. And just tell yourself, I will replace this old belief with a new empowering belief that will make me stronger, safer, and better. And now, as we always do, we need to honor this belief before we discreate it. Even though you may not know how it served you or why it served you, it did serve you in some way. And it's important to acknowledge that before you delete it. This is a way of creating wholeness in your life. So reach down and scoop up this outfit, this whole thing in your hands. Kind of ball it up until it's about the size of a basketball. And put your attention on it and regard it as you would regard a loyal servant in your life that you don't need anymore. I'd like you to repeat after me and feel free to change these phrases to suit you. Say these phrases out loud directly to the belief. Thank you for having served me in my life. I've outgrown you and I don't need you anymore. Your job is done. I'm now sending you back to the nothingness from which you came. And now feel free to add anything else you want to say to this belief before you discreate it. Okay, when you're ready, walk over to your incinerator holding this belief outfit and open the door if it has one and place this whole outfit into the incinerator and watch it burn completely until there's nothing left, not even ashes or smoke. Now it might burn quickly for you, like poof, it's gone, or it might take some time. In either case, let it burn until it's completely gone, until there's nothing left. And you'll know because there'll be nothing left. And when it's gone, feel what it feels like to no longer have it in your life. It's gone. Feel the space that's been created. It's the space where new possibilities can occur. Now, sometimes there's a part of the outfit that isn't gone. It hasn't burned. If that's the case, just reach in and take it out and set it to the side. Don't worry, the incinerator won't burn you. It only burns beliefs. So you'll deal with this leftover part later. It's usually another belief that needs to be dealt with separately. If most of the outfit is gone, that's fine. So now, in this new space, you have the opportunity to create a new belief about love. You can create healthy love for yourself, a new way of being in a relationship, a new understanding, and a new feeling about love. So ask yourself the question, what would I prefer to believe? What would I like to believe about love? You've cleared the ground, and now you can plant a new seed. So think about how you'd like to feel about love, how you'd like to experience love in your life. Your new belief might be something like, love is available to me at all times, or divine love comes through me and I connect with just the right people, or as I awaken, love expands. Whatever it is for you, come up with the right belief for you. You may want to write it down, and if you do, open your eyes for a moment, write it down, and then close your eyes and you'll return to this space. A perfect belief for you is one that would really bring you the experience that you want to have about love. So if you're not sure what belief to create, feel what you'd like to feel like. How would you like to experience love? And then imagine your way into that feeling of having the love you want. And then ask the question, what belief would create this experience? And the belief you decide on doesn't have to be perfect. It can be a good approximation right now. You can always polish it up later. So what I'd like you to do is to try on this new belief as if you're trying on a new outfit as a clothing store and feel what it feels like to hold this belief. Really feel it in your body, feel it in your experience. And if it fits you well, that's great. And if not, you can change the words until it does make you feel wonderful. Keep changing those words until they're just right for you. So when you've got this new belief, feel what it feels like to hold that belief. And believe it as the truth of who you are. Bring it all the way into your core, into your center, and let it shine like a radiant sun in all directions. Feel it in your heart. Feel it in your head, in your mind, in your body, in your soul. Feel it radiating into your past, filling up the space that old belief had taken up. Feel it expand into your future where it will create the love you want. Now imagine, what would it feel like to be in a relationship with someone where you both believe this about love and about each other? What would that feel like? So shine the light that you are, this love that you are, out to all those people who are in your network of jewels. Feel yourself as a sun shining in all directions, and feel their light shining in yours. And feel the glory of this kind of love. This is love as it's meant to be. As it's designed to be. This is pure and simple, divine, caring, kind, compassionate. This is healthy and secure love. All those qualities of true love, they're shining out of you. So when you're ready, I'd like you to walk over to the mirror and see what outfit has been produced to represent this new belief about love. Be surprised. Let whatever image come to you. And now begin to notice the details of this belief outfit, whatever it looks like, whether it's a shining light or a costume or a ancient clothing or something modern and beautiful, whatever it is, notice how you feel and how it feels to have it on. How does it feel to move in it? And what do you want to do wearing this outfit? Do you want to skip and jump and dance, or settle down and just feel loved, or find somebody to love deeply? Whatever you get, whatever qualities this particular outfit has, let it come to you and appreciate it. And appreciate yourself for being able to change your own beliefs. And now ask yourself, is this a belief you want to keep? I bet it is. Remember, you can always upgrade it later. So we're about to end this belief closet session. So when you're ready, look around your belief closet and see everything in its proper place. Remember, you can come back here anytime you wish to change your beliefs. You can create new beliefs and get rid of the old ones you don't need anymore. This is your place to do this. You have the ability to come here anytime and delete the beliefs that aren't working for you. Feel the power in that. Feel your own personal power of being able to change your experience anytime you wish. So when you're ready, move out of your belief closet and back into your master bedroom, still wearing this new belief outfit. And feel what it feels like to walk around inside of it. Feel it on your body. Feel your radiance. Feel your love light. And after taking a look around your master bedroom, move back, walk back toward the front door of your house. And take a last look around your house. You can come back here anytime and recognize that the beauty of this house is a reflection of your own beauty. When you're ready, exit your house and find yourself outside, still wearing this new belief outfit. Smell what the outdoors smells like. And then gently lift yourself up into the air as if you're flying, moving away from the house. And as you're moving away, turn back and see it there in the landscape, how perfect it's situated, how perfect a house it is for you. And know that you can come here anytime because it's yours. It's your house, your place, your home. And now fly all the way back to your body, where you're listening to my voice, feeling the outfit still on your body, this body that you have in this life, and feel yourself shining with it, radiating. It makes you look beautiful and loving. And now, for a moment, imagine the impact that this new belief will have on the people around you and the relationships you have in your life. As you walk around wearing this outfit, experience yourself through this new belief. And as you have contact with others, like your partner and your friends and even strangers, feel their reaction to you looking and feeling like this. What will life be like walking around inside this belief outfit all the time? And when you're ready, open your eyes, come back to this time and place, and welcome back.